All right, let's go. Episode 4.
I am not a baby daddy.
We're going to get straight into it. Last week I was feeling a little sick. And I couldn't really focus on the topics and go in depth because I was too busy trying to breathe through my nose. So, I'm back in good health this week, and I got some interesting topics for us to go over. And the first one that we're going to start with is, you'll never learn the game listening to a person who's been played in all their relationships. Let me say that again. You will never learn the game listening to a person who's been played in all their relationships. That's like, that's like you training to fight Floyd Mayweather and you getting fighting lessons from the kid that be getting stuffed in the locker. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people that you probably one of these people yourself. But see, a lot of these people that y'all be getting advice from, these niggas is lame tricks. You know what I'm saying? They think they a player, but it's nowhere. They're nowhere near a player or a pimp or really, it's just being a man. You know what I'm saying? It's like before you slap any other title on what you proclaiming to be, you got to be a man first. And really, that's what it is. Like, they haven't stepped into their manhood yet. Or you haven't stepped into your manhood yet. So that's why you confused on a lot of this stuff. Because if you stood on all 10 about who you are, if you stood on your truth, then you'll be able to see past a lot of the BS and people will naturally respect you because they know, like, you're not a person that could be manipulated. You're not a person that can be persuaded to go against your principles and values. So let's go over what this lame trick is. So this is usually a guy, he'll be chasing behind a female that's chasing behind a man. In this lame trick, he'll be talking down on the man. You know what I'm saying? They might even be friends or know each other, and he'll be trying to get close to him. Every time he see him, he's smiling and dapping him up. What's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? They might be getting money together. They might, you know what I'm saying, be some type of associates. But you know what I'm saying, like, he chasing behind this man's broad. And every time he get this broad alone, he pillow talking about this man that he be, you know what I'm saying, that he be D-riding. Or pillow talking, you know what I'm saying? So he can't, most of the time, he can't understand what this woman see in this man because this lame trick, he feel like he better than the man. He be like, man, I got all of this money. I make more money than him. I drive a better car than him. You know what I'm saying? He might have some expensive jewelry. He might wear expensive clothes, might wear designer. You know what I'm saying? And he like, man, everything that I'm doing, my whole situation is better than this dude. So why she ain't choosing me? Why she keep going and messing with this dude? This man that ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? He might, you know what I'm saying? The man who doesn't have anything, he'll be having his way with this woman. You know what I'm saying? She'll be doing whatever he asks her to do. He'll be dominating her sexually. He might have some other women that's chasing after him, and she cool with it. But this lame trick, you know what I'm saying? Every time he come around, he got to spend money. Every time he come around, she got an attitude. Every time he come around, you know what I'm saying? He can't, you know what I'm saying? He got to beg for the pussy. And he might have some other girls, but she don't want him to have no other girls. She want, you know what I'm saying? That's her little boy toy, and she don't want nobody else playing with her boy toy. You know what I'm saying? That's like the story of a lot of you niggas' lives. Like, when it come to, like, being a man, it's like either you is or you ain't, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and a lot of these dudes out here, like, y'all will never become a man until you actually meet one. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really the real secret to the game, man. You can never be a man until you actually encounter one. Like, you have to actually be around real men in order to grasp this shit. Because, like, it just sounds crazy if you ain't never been around it. You know what I'm saying? On to the next topic. We gonna switch it up. Okay, so sex on the first night is for temporary connections. If you see potential in this woman, then you should be holding out on sex just to show her that you're not just another thirsty nigga. You shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, coming at her. 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying, she got a whole bunch of thirsty niggas chasing her, and all that they talking about is sex. Even if they can manage to bypass, you know what I'm saying, talking about sex and getting through to a first date or a couple of dates, their end goal is just to experience her. They just want to have sex with her. They not thinking any long term, you know, on any, you know what I'm saying? They're not thinking about anything long term type. So if you see potential in this woman and you're thinking long term, if you can see the end goal, then you need to throw sex on the back burner. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't come up. Even if y'all having a couple of dates, you know what I'm saying, first date, whatever, she might even be feeling you so much that she'll throw it at you and you could just hit her with the nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But most of the times, if you got a real good girl, she gonna be trying to hold out. You know what I'm saying? Because she wants you to not see her as every other girl that's just loose and easy. You know what I'm saying? She gonna be trying to, if she see potential in you, she gonna be playing this same game. She gonna be trying to build value in your eyes to where, you know what I'm saying, she appears to be a good girl. You know what I'm saying? And even if you, like, see, because a lot of these content creators that's trying to teach you men the game, they trying to teach you how to smash on the first date. And I'm trying to tell you, don't smash on the first date. It don't matter how much you feeling this girl, do not smash on the first date. Unless this is something that you know that you're not going to take serious. Like, then, all right, do your thing. But another thing that I want to say is, if she holds back, like, she ain't trying to get you to, if she ain't trying to have sex with you right away, that does not mean that she don't like you. You know what I'm saying? A girl could really, really be feeling you and not be trying to have sex because she want a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just don't want to come off as a hoe or, you know what I'm saying, a girl that's loose. She might... She might see some potential in you, and she might be thinking long term to where, like, okay, I'm trying to lock this nigga down. You know what I'm saying? Or I want to be in a relationship with this nigga, so I'm a hold back, you know what I'm saying, until he give in to what I want. So that's one thing to consider. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on to the next subject. Finding a girl to have sex with is easy. Finding a woman that can stimulate your mind, that's loyal, that's submissive, that listens, that respects you, that hustles, and understands you, that ain't so easy. I don't even think I gotta elaborate on that. On to the next subject. Men that are players actually respect women and treat them better than squares or lames. See, a man, you know what I'm saying? We call players a lot, but really, like, myself, like, I don't consider myself to be a player. I say I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really accept the title of being a player because I don't play no games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you what it is, and either you with it or you ain't. And if you ain't with it, shit, there's always somebody that is. So, you know, like, I know who I am. I stand on my truth. And, you know what I'm saying? I know that there's a woman out there that's going to accept me for who I am. And, you know what I'm saying? Contrary to what you may believe, there's actually a lot of women that will really fuck. Like, they will really fuck with you just for telling them the truth. Because that's so rare nowadays. Like, these lames who actually call themselves players and ain't nowhere near that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nowhere near being a player. These niggas is liars and manipulators. These niggas be jealous of women. They be in competition with women. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see a girl doing too good, you know what I'm saying? You want to mess up. You want to ruin her situation, mess up what she got going on, because you scared that she, once she get to where she want to be, she going to leave you, or she going to find somebody better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody want to deal with nobody like that. On the other hand, these players, which are really just men standing in their truth, standing on their truth, you know what I'm saying? They are built with a woman. If she lacking in an area, they give her some game so she could, you know what I'm saying, move up to the next level. A man ain't never gonna hate on this woman. I want you to be the best that you could be. You're a reflection of me. Whatever you do, that make me look good. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that a man thinks. Yeah, a lot of people got that confused. Yeah, these players, they might have more than one woman, but they treat all of their women good. And a man like me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can go back, like women that I'm no longer associated with, you can go back and ask them about me, and they'll still have good things to say about me. You know what I'm saying? Even though I do my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not nearly as bad as I used to be. I'm not nearly as bad as I used to be, but you know what I'm saying? Like, women in my past, you can go have a conversation with them and I ain't gonna say nothing but good things to say about me, but they'll definitely have more good things than bad things to say about me. And as a man, that says so much about your character. If a person can go back and talk to a woman that you used to deal with and she still has good things to say about you, that speaks volumes about your character. Because a lot of these men can't even find one woman out of all of the women that they used to date. You can't find one. He cannot pick up the phone and call one woman that it has something positive to say about him. Not even one. That speaks so much volume about your character. Next subject. Ignoring a woman to get a reaction out of her is the same as trying to change her. So, you know, you listen to these content creators. You know, they trying to teach you the game and they telling you to they say no contact. It's called no contact, to where like if a woman do something that you not pleased with or that makes you upset, like you just stop talking to her and you're expecting that to change her behavior or make her go along with what you're trying to make her do. And this is really like, not only does this not work, but this is like some female type of games. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if the girl is really feeling you, if she caught up on you, you know what I'm saying? Like the first time or two that you do this, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it'll work. You know what I'm saying? Like, she apologize. You can get her to apologize and change her ways for the, you know what I'm saying, for a short period of time. But eventually, you know what I'm saying, if she doing something that she really want to do and that's what made you upset, eventually she's going to do that again. Then you're going to ignore her again. And she's going to do it again. You know what I'm saying? After a while, she's going to catch on. Like, okay, first off, if this girl is only talking to you and you keep ignoring her, the only thing that you teaching her is how to go on about life without talking to you. And what does that do? Once you realize that you could go on with your life without talking to this person that you're so caught up on, you're going to realize that you could just go and talk to somebody else. So you ain't doing nothing but pushing her off into the arms of another man by ignoring this woman. You know what I'm saying? If she doing some shit that you know that you don't like and you're not pleased with, the best thing for you to do is leave a girl alone and go find another one. You ignoring this girl and expecting a reaction out of her, you trying to change this girl to fit into your world. If she not the girl for you, then she just not the girl for you. You need to take that L, nigga. Accept the truth. She might be fine. She might have a big booty, you know what I'm saying? She might do that thing you like. But, bro, if she ain't acting right, she got to go, fam. You could find another one. Next subject. You could learn the game from a player, but it'll never work for you until you work on yourself first. So you could listen to all of this game. You could read all of the pimp books. You could read all of the relationship advice books. You could watch all of the content on YouTube and TikTok. But until you work on yourself first and you learn who you are and you learn what you want and you what it really is you need to learn how to read energy, because you could know all of this information, and one of the reasons why it won't work for you is because you don't have no discipline. So first off, you need discipline. The second, which is more important, is you need to learn how to read energy. Because there's no like cookie cutter technique on how to attract a woman and maintain her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be this one thing that you do is going to work for every woman in the world. That's not right. So you might be listening to all of this content, reading all of these books, and they telling you, okay, first you got to do this. And then when she say this, you do that. And then when she do that, you say this. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work like that. So you may do the first step, and let's say she don't automatically go. She don't automatically go for what you say. She give you a little bit of pushback. Now you stuck. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what to do. Now she looking at you like you a goofy. Now you done fucked up the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta like know who you are. You gotta stand on your truth. And you gotta know how to read energy. To where you may have a game. And say. excuse me. Say she give you a little bit of pushback, you know how to maneuver around that and get her back in line. Most of the time, when a woman knows that you that dude, she gonna test you on purpose just to see what you really made of. Because a lot of these niggas, they be pretending like they know what they talking about. They be pretending like they know what they doing. But as soon as she put a nigga to the test, they fold. Now you see who this nigga really is. You know what I'm saying? So you always got to keep that in consideration too. Because just like these women put on masks, these men be putting on masks too. They be pretending to be something that they not. They be pretending to be something that they don't even understand. And a woman could spot a man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot easier for a woman to spot a man than a man can spot a man. Because once a man gets around other men, a lot of these people put on personas. You know what I'm saying? They put on the mask. They somebody completely different than who they are by themselves. And a woman, once a woman gets one-on-one with the man, 9 times out of 10, these men are completely different creatures than what they are when they get around other men, and you know what I'm saying, they put on that whole persona, or they put on that mask to fit in with other men. You know what I'm saying? A woman, once a woman gets along with a man, she sees who he truly is. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot easier for a woman to decipher, you know what I'm saying, the BS from the real. And, you know what I'm saying, like I said earlier in the episode, man, either you is or you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, either you got it or you don't. Either it's in you or it's not, you know what I'm saying? This is something you can't fake, man, like. Oh, man. Yeah, it's something you can't fake, man. But, yeah, this, man, I actually blew through these topics. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just putting some paint where it ain't, saying what most can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna get up out of here. It was good talking to y'all.